Well, my name is George Minnie, and let's get into some industry talk. And today I'm joined by Lawrence Minnie, Wandile Sishi, Martin Pretorius, and we're going to talk all things industry. And first, we're going to start off with Toyota's renewed, or should I say confirmed, hybrid build in South Africa. Now, they still won't confirm what car it is, but Toyota is set to be the first hybrid Synergy Drive car on the African continent, and it's going to be at the Prospecten plant in Durban as part of a 2.5 billion rand investment in a new production line. Now, the CEO of Toyota confirmed this last week, saying that the investment is still on track despite the economic impact of COVID-19 local and international markets. So I'm looking forward to Toyota, you know, building this hybrid in South Africa. I mean, my big question is, why not? Does Toyota, I think we spoke about this before, Wandi, does Toyota think that the future of the South African automotive industry is hybrid because of our lack of infrastructure? Why do you think hybrid? I mean, this is now being confirmed and represents a 2.5 billion rand investment as part of Toyota's broader and more than 4 billion rand investment into local auto industries over the past few years. So they're true to their word, and they're going to do this. But my big question is, why hybrid?
I think it has lots to do with the country as a whole. I don't think this is Toyota's last investment that they'll be doing. They've been around in South Africa for the longest time, and they have almost a tradition of trialing things out. And I think hybrid for them right now just makes sense from a trialing perspective. And I think once they can get that right, the pivot to electric would be a lot easier.
You think so?
Because, I don't know the stats in terms of
electric,
but I'd assume that hybrid is a little bit more popular.
It isn't, because we saw during lockdown on Auto Trader that the searches for Prius fell through the floor. Isn't that right?
That is true. They completely dropped off. I think it was about an 85% drop for the Prius.
Yes.
In June, if I'm not mistaken. So I can't really answer for them, but I do think that it is calculated in terms of the long game.
Yeah.
And the sort of regulations that an OEM has to abide by with regards to the country and the sector that they're in.
Well, I mean, let's see what happens. But according to Toyota, 36% of the Lexus vehicles sold in South Africa are hybrids. And, notwithstanding the fact that we saw the searches for Toyota Prius drop dramatically during lockdown. And, is this a belief that that hybrids are the springboard into electric? Let's see what happens over the coming years. You know, because at the end of the day, we've got to reduce prices of vehicles in South Africa, because the premium car segment of the market is declining by 35%. We've seen a reduction in new car sales in South Africa year on year in the last month, and the premium car segment is 45% down for the first 6 months of the year compared to 2019, and this is according to Jaguar Land Rover. Wandi, what is going to happen to the premium car segment if we get electric cars that are this expensive? The electric cars are just never going to fly, right?
I think the answer to that is twofold. Firstly, I don't think these are anything that anybody needs to be afraid of right now, or think that the market's crashing or anything like that. The automotive market in South Africa is extremely, there's lots of volatility. Things change in an instant. So just because Jaguar Land Rover is seeing a decline of around 45% for the premium markets doesn't necessarily mean that in the next 3 months it's going to be the same. I think anybody who's invested within this market, within the premium car market, should just kind of almost future proof or plan for the future instead of looking at only now. I think the bigger picture is more important than one stat that's come out this month.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, we can all agree that the sustainable downward pressure on new cars is going to be with us, and the swing to is going to stay with us for the foreseeable future. You know, at least I think until 2022. But there are premium segment used cars as well, and from a search point of view on Autotrader.co.za, we're not seeing a fall off in the premium segment, right, Wandy?
No, not at all. I think, in fact, it actually trickled down across all product ranges. But as soon as lockdown level 3 started to trickle in, we saw increases in searches across the entire across the entire market. So I think things are going to, you know, get worse before they get better. But when they do get better, it's going to be great for everyone, used car and used car.
Exactly. So you know, while this sharp decline is in the new car segment, we're not seeing the sharp decline in the used car segment, and that is because South Africa is, you know, we keep saying South Africa is a car-faring nation. The UK fits into South Africa roughly 9 times, and we have to use cars in this country because the public transport infrastructure is also not there, So the swings and roundabouts, as Wandy puts it, you know, will keep users or car buyers buying cars, even if it is a swing from new to used. So in other industry news, we are launching the 2020 Autotrader Car Industry Report today. If you haven't downloaded it, go to reports.autotrader.co.za, and that is available as our annual industry report. And it gives some insights into the impact of COVID-19 on the automotive used car market. And you know, we unpack it, and we have some special commentary from NAAMSA CEO Mike Mabasa, and we unpack the demand, price, and supply metrics for the year ending June 2020. So that begs the question, how is COVID-19 changing car buying trends? And are South Africans likely to stop buying cars? Now, what I mean by stop buying cars is there another model in the future? Are we going to lease cars? Now, Wandy, you and I spoke about this in the past. You're squarely a millennial. Have you thought about not buying a car and rather renting it? And have you ever looked into it?
So for me, cars have just become extremely expensive in terms of the cost to maintain them. And because there's so many other alternatives to buying a car now, where you can just, for instance, rent a car or use an e-hailing service, the need for a car to me has completely diminished to a point of my next car, am I going to buy it? Or would I just use one of these other services, which would, you know, be more economical to my pocket? It's completely shaping and changing how OEMs are going to be doing business. But I think it's kind of exciting to see that these sort of options are available to consumers, because at the end of the day, consumers are king, and they drive how the market performs.
Exactly. Consumers are king, and especially in the world of the internet with transparency, there is no such thing as pushing products onto consumers anymore. Consumers will decide what demand looks like. And in the world of the COVID-19 pandemic, it has changed the way people shop for cars, consume media, travel, gather, and work, as a matter of fact. And it's had a massive impact on the automotive industry, and we can't deny that. But the good news is that in some countries, and South Africa is part of this, it may actually have had a positive impact. And there's a fascinating report called Automotive and Mobility, and the Impact of COVID-19 on the Category in the Medium Term by a company by the name of Kantar. Now, remember, Kantar used to be called TNS Global, and they're a London-based data insights and consulting company. And the report notes that while the toughest weeks of toughest weeks of lockdown, global new car sales dropped by up to 80% compared to previous years. But future prospects are not that dismal. The good news is that across all markets, most of those intending to buy a car pre-COVID-19 claimed that they are not giving up on their plan to purchase, but are considering postponing their purchases after the crisis. So you've got these two schools of thought. One, postpone the purchase of the car, and two, change what they or how they actually own a car, because possession is 9/10 of the law. And even if you rent a car, effectively you're getting the same benefit. I mean, I always say that buying a house with the bank's money is not an investment because you're renting money. Whereas when you rent a house, you're renting a house. And there's this stigma attached to renting, which I think is a bad thing. So will this stigma extend to vehicles? When you rent a vehicle, is it going to look like you don't own the vehicle? I don't think that that's going to be the case in the view of people like Wandile Sishi at his age. He won't care whether he's renting a car or whether he owns a car. It doesn't matter. It performs a certain function. And 9% of South Africans have reconsidered buying a vehicle, according to Kantar. And in less mature markets, the scenario is even more positive in that COVID-19 crisis is actually motivating people to buy their first car. The Kantar report also notes that for many households, owning an individual vehicle during and after the COVID-19 pandemic will be a safe way to stay mobile without being exposed to the social interactions experienced with public transport. And I said this the other day, that your vehicle is effectively a safety bubble and the ability to get out and about without being exposed. I read some reports that people are encouraging the World Health Organization to acknowledge that the virus is airborne. That's not official yet, so don't take what I'm saying as official. But inside your car, you could be a lot safer. And South Africa is one such market. According to Kantar, 9% of South African respondents to the survey had no plans to buy a car before COVID-19, but now considering it. And Auto Trader is seeing an explosion of search on our website.
Yeah, never a time have I seen data become so important in terms of understanding and prepping for the future. I think the COVID-19 time has kind of highlighted that not just we're seeing an increase in searches, but we're also seeing changes in behavior. And these changes are really, giving us insights into what the market actually wants or what vehicles should be put out into the market to meet this demand that we're seeing. It's exciting to know that now dealers and people within the industry can finally be able to, get more insights with regards to providing a better service and providing products that would move a lot quicker. It's really not doom and gloom. I think there's lots of opportunities that are going to come out of this. But I must reiterate that it is important to just plan for that and look at the long game instead of the short term sort of goals.
Exactly. And then to wrap it up, what forms of vehicle ownership are there? And those people who buy vehicles, what form of ownership will they use? According to this Kantar report, the financial security is top of mind amongst consumers. Significantly, it has found that the more the pandemic continues, the more financial uncertainty is a growing concern among the general population. Even more so than health concerns is financial concerns. Accordingly, car buyers will be risk adverse and will want to avoid any form of personal financial strain. So hence, alternative forms of vehicle ownership may be the way forward. Leasing or renting, for instance, that we were talking about. Typically, rentals have been favored by corporates in the past. However, bearing in mind that the findings of this Kantar report In the financial report, there is every reason to expect them to find increasing favor with consumers too. This is because many of the same benefits apply to private consumers with a rented car. You know exactly what you're going to spend each month, minimizing financial uncertainty. So is this a thing of the future? I don't know, but it's probably something that we should close watch. And that brings us to the end of our industry segment. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining. And we will see you next time. My name is George Meany, and have a safe week.